Hello and welcome to Medical Economics Pulse, a quick-hitting news podcast that keeps busy physicians in the know. We offer concise updates on the most important developments affecting your practice, your bottom line, and the broader healthcare landscape, delivered to you by our editorial team at Medical Economics. It's February 19, 2025, and here are today's headlines. First, primary care in the United States is facing significant challenges. A recent report titled, "The Cost of Neglect: How Chronic Underinvestment in Primary Care is Failing U.S. Patients," highlights the systemic underinvestment in primary care physicians and their services. Experts emphasize that while primary care physicians deliver essential treatments, the broader healthcare system often overlooks their foundational role. This neglect has led to strained resources and limited access for many patients. Advocates say there needs to be increased funding and systemic reforms to strengthen primary care infrastructure. Next up, in a significant advancement, the FDA has approved the first direct-to-consumer genetic health risk test for celiac disease. Developed by Targeted Genomics, the Gluten ID test analyzes specific genetic markers associated with celiac disease using a simple saliva sample. This test allows individuals to assess their genetic predisposition to the condition from the comfort of their homes. However, it's crucial to understand that a genetic predisposition doesn't confirm the presence of the disease. Healthcare professionals advise that any changes to diet or lifestyle based on test results should be made in consultation with a medical provider. Finally, online reviews have become a pivotal factor in how patients select healthcare providers. A recent survey by Rater 8 reveals that 84% of patients consult online reviews before choosing a new provider. Interestingly, 61% of patients prioritize these online reviews over personal recommendations from family and friends. Despite their importance, there's a notable discrepancy. While many patients rely on reviews, 57% rarely or never leave their own feedback. This gap presents a challenge for healthcare providers aiming to build and maintain a robust online reputation. Engaging with existing reviews and encouraging satisfied patients to share their experiences online can enhance trust and attract new patients. And that's it for today's Medical Economics Pulse. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes and read more health business news and expert content at medicaleconomics.com. Also check out and subscribe to Off the Chart, a Business of Medicine podcast which features lively and informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about the challenges facing doctors and medical practices. Thanks for tuning in.